الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد يقول سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان. الله سبحانه وتعالى سد: وإذ جاءوكم من فوقكم ومن أسفل منكم وإذ زاغت الأبصار وبلغت القلوب الحناجر وتظنون بالله الظنونا. هنالك ابتلي المؤمنون وزلزلوا زلزالا شديدا. الله سبحانه وتعالى سيد سورة الأحزاب addressing the companions that were fighting in the battle of Al-Ahzab. He said, and they are attacking you from above you, from below you. And your eyes went wild, and your hearts reached your throats, and you started having doubts about Allah. The believers, they were tested in that battle, and they were shaken violently. They were shaken violently. My brothers and sisters, Allah Azza wa Jal is addressing the companions who fought in that battle while they are in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, eating and drinking with him, sleeping next to him, praying behind him, hearing his beautiful recitation, listening to his dua. And that whole thing was for 30 days or less. What should we tell the men who Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam physically, he's not with them, and it's 365 days, and the bombs are raining upon them, and everyone is against them from all over. What do we tell these people? If the Sahaba started having doubts, if the Sahaba, their hearts reached the throat, and they have the muallim, the teacher among them, what would we say to the people of Gaza? Days. My brothers and sisters, even the weapons used in that battle, if you have an arrow that missed you, it missed you. But here, even if the shell fell 100, 200 feet away from you, it still harm you. My brothers and sisters, صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم told the truth when he said, ahead of you are days in which being patient is like holding to a live piece of coal, a live fire, where the doer of good at that time will have the reward more than 50. They said, Ya Rasulullah, 50 from them or 50 from us? He said, 50 from you. The doer of good, just any kind of good. How about the one who's performing jihad? Sadaqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told the truth when he said, لا تزال طائفة من أمتي ظاهرين على الحق لا يضرهم من خذلهم حتى يأتي أمر الله وهم كذلك. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the truth when he said, a group of my ummah will be victorious upon the haqq, upon the truth. And they will never be harmed by the ones who forsaken them or opposed them. They will remain in that position until Allah's command is executed. So Allah told us, Rasulullah ﷺ told us in this hadith that they will be forsaken, they will be deserted. سَيَكُونْ هُنَاكَ مَنْ يَخْذُلَهُمْ. We are literally witnessing this hadith manifested in front of our eyes. We are seeing our brothers and sisters in Gaza who has been deserted by their own people and attacked by every evil force on earth. And they're still patient and persevering. And their slogan is, الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسِ إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ فَخْشَوْهُمْ فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَا اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. Their slogan is the ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, people came to you and they told you, be scared, be afraid, everybody is plotting against you, be scared, start getting worried, all the superpowers are against you. What happened to them? فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا. They increased in iman and they said, Allah Azza wa Jal is sufficient for us. This is their slogan. Allah Azza wa Jal is sufficient for us. My brothers and sisters, we all love to read the Quran. And what we love more is to understand the Quran, to understand the ayat that we are reading. How about not only understanding the ayat, but actually viewing them manifested in front of your own eyes? How about seeing them live while you are still alive? And this is exactly what the people of Gaza have done to us. They, so many ayat, they have brought these ayat to life. To life. We see them happening. We see them taking place. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ سَدًّا وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ سَدًّا فَأَغْشَيْنَاهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ. And we made a barrier in front of them and behind them. So we covered them, they cannot see. We saw that when the barefooted Mujahid took the bomb with his own hands and dropped it inside the tank. How? If there was no divine intervention, these with all the numbers, these are all impossible. Where are all the sensors? Where are all the millions of dollars of technology? We saw this ayah being manifested in front of us. When we saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَيُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. We saw this ayah being manifested when Allah Azza wa Jal said, Allah keeps firm those who believe in this word. He will keep them firm in this word. And he will keep them firm on the day of judgment. We are all amazed by the steadfastness of our brothers and sisters in Gaza. The Sahaba, less than 30 days, بلغت القلوب الحناجر. We see the ayah وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, and give the glad tidings to the patient ones, being manifested when you see the mother rejoicing that her kids were chosen to be shuhada. We have seen those ayat live. We have seen how the young kids are acting like real men. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. We have seen the ayah, كَمْ مِنْ فِئَةٍ قَلِيلَةٍ غَلَبَتْ فِئَةً كَثِيرَةٍ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. We saw the ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, how often a small group of people defeat a huge amount of people with the permission of Allah. Small group of people with homemade weapons against all superpowers, and they lasted 1 year. We have seen this in front of our eyes. We have seen when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه فمنهم من قضى نحبه ومنهم من ينتظر وما بدلوا تبديلا. We have seen this ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, among the believing male there are men who kept their covenant with Allah. Some have departed already as shaheed, and some are waiting, but they never ever changed their deen. We are living this ayah. We are seeing this ayah. Rijal. Rijal. Gaza is the Rijal factory. People who grew up, young men who grew up, nursed on the love of Allah, nursed on yaqeen. My brothers and sisters, we have seen the ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَذَرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَلَى مَا أَنْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ حَتَّى يَمِيزَ الْخَبِيثِ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ. Allah will not leave the believers in the state which you are now in until He separates the wicked, the khabith, from the good. We have seen that demonstrated with all the hypocrites who call themselves Muslims. We've seen that being demonstrated. All this is to separate the liar from the truthful. Now, my brothers and sisters, there are many, many other ayat that were brought to life by our brothers and sisters in Gaza. Can we bring one ayah to life? Just one. Can we implement one ayah? Just one. Surah Ar-Ra'd. إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغيروا ما بأنفسهم. Can we implement just one ayah? They have so many ayat implemented. They lived them. They sacrificed their wealth, their properties, their children, their fathers, their mothers, their husbands. Can we apply one ayah? Allah does not change the state of an ummah, of a group, of an individual, until and unless they change themselves. Can we apply this ayah? 1 year, 1 year, What did you change other than stopping to drink coffee from a certain place? What did you change? How much change did you implement in your life? How much change? Are you still the same guy before what happened until today? What kind of change? Every single one of us, including myself, we all can change. Either we can stop a major sin that we are performing, or we can add an extra act of worship that we're not doing. They're sacrificing everything. Have you sacrificed 15 minutes in the middle of the night when Allah is asking, what do you want so I can give you? هَلْ مِنْ سَائِلٍ فَأُعْطِيَ. Did you put the alarm and get up? Or how long did you do that? For the first month? For the first 2 months and then you stopped? Did you get up at that time and say, Ya Rabb, Ya Allah, my brothers, my sisters, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, I can't do much from here. Ya Rabb, your victory. Ya Rabb, your help. How many times did we do that? And we wonder why we are in the state that we are in. You are the reason. I am the reason why the ummah is in the state that it's in. Because we don't want to change. We are PhD in blaming our president, our leader, our king. Me? No, I'm the standard. I'm the best. No, it's not me. Stop complaining. Because you are the reason for what's happening in Yemen, in Lebanon, everywhere. You are the reason. You are part of the reason. You want to believe it or not, it's in the Quran. You are the reason. We are the reason. We want change, but we do not want to change. قولوا قولي هذا استغفر الله استغفره إنه الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. غزة taught us the true meaning of the word يقين, certainty. They were certain about the promise of Allah Azza wa Jal. They are certain that He's the only Razzaq. They are certain that no harm, no benefit comes from anyone else. They are certain that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the victory is only from Him. The victory is only from Him. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said, اليقين هو أصل الإيمان فإذا أيقن القلب انبعثت الجوارح كلها للقاء الله بالأعمال الصالحة. Ibn Mas'ud said, يقين, certainty, is the root of إيمان. When the heart have يقين, then the rest of the body parts will struggle and strive to do everything possible to earn the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا. And we made among them leaders who follow our command. What are their characteristics, Ya Allah? لَمَّا صَبَرُوا وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوقِنُونَ. This is the prescription for leadership. And the people of Gaza had both perfected. Allah said, you will become a leader following my orders when you have two things, patience and yaqeen. Patience and yaqeen. My brothers and sisters, one of our righteous predecessors, he used to say, تَعَلَّمُ الْيَقِينَ كَمَا تَعَلَّمُ الْقُرْآنَ. Learn yaqeen, just like you learn the Qur'an. We have many teachers of Quran. And now we have a whole bunch of teachers of Yaqeen. And they are the people of Gaza. اللهم انصر إخواننا في غزة. اللهم انصرهم نصرا عزيزا. اللهم منزل الكتاب سريع الحساب. اهزم الأحزاب. اللهم اهزمهم وزلزلهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم يا رب يا رب انصر إخواننا نصرا عزيزا. اللهم دمر أعداءهم تدميرا. اللهم دمر أعداءهم تدميرا. اللهم أغث إخواننا في لبنان. اللهم أغث إخواننا في لبنان وفي السودان وفي اليمن وفي العراق وفي باكستان وفي بنغلاديش وفي بورما وفي الصين وفي كل مكان. اللهم يا رب العالمين آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وقوموا إلى صلاتكم. Please come from the hallway and the two rooms and fill up the main hall, please. Look down, make sure your heels on the line, closing the gaps, foot to foot, shoulder to shoulder.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
استووا استووا اعتدلوا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Just a quick reminder, inshallah ta'ala, that you know this masjid operates on your donation. On your way out, please donate as much as you can. And the donation on Friday is always, inshallah, has more barakah than any other day. Second, in January, inshallah ta'ala, if you're off, I'm taking a group to Umrah. So if you're interested in going with me to Umrah, inshallah, we're coming from January 12th to the 22nd. It'll be beautiful, inshallah ta'ala, ibadah. And if you're interested, let me know, or you could tell anyone in the office. Jazakum Allah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يئوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم.